As the Sonoma County voting results trickled in earlier this morning, two trends became clear. One was widespread, though far from universal, support for incumbent city council members. The other broader one, observed Sonoma State political science professor and avid election watcher David McEwen, was the stark contrast between California and the nation as a whole.
When you see how well Donald Trump did and how much Hillary Clinton underperformed across the country, and then you clash that with a state that has passed probably 12 of 17 ballot measures, that has returned supermajorities Democrats to the state legislature, you really see a state and a region that is dramatically different than the rest of the country. And I think that's what stands out, whether you're talking about Sonoma County, Marin County, or many parts of California.
There were a total of 16 incumbent council members up for re-election in our 8 local cities. In each case, at least one was retained. In both Windsor and Cotati, incumbents claimed all the available seats. Mary Ann Brigham led the large field in Cloverdale, while Bob Cox was back in the pack in early counting. In Petaluma, Gabe Kearney was neck and neck with newcomer Bill Wolpert for the third open seat, with Mike Healy and Kathy Miller atop the voting. Sean McCafferty set the pace in Healdsburg, with fellow councilman Gary Plass virtually tied with newcomer David Hagley for the second open seat. The top four finishers in Santa Rosa were returning council members Julie Combs and Ernesto Olivares, joined by first-time candidates Jack Tibbetts, the top vote-getter, and Chris Rogers. Speaking on KRCB Television's live election coverage last night, Combs noted that hers was a contest colored by big money spent on a single issue.
Our community has been having a conversation about what kind of community we wanted to be. Did we want everybody to be able to afford to be able to live in our community, or were we going to price some people out? And I championed the rent stabilization ordinance. And the apartment association, of course, and some other people were concerned about that. And they tried to buy a seat, but it looks like it has not worked.
In Sebastopol, Nisa Hinton and Michael Karnacki claimed the two open seats as former Mayor Craig Litwin's write-in bid fell short. In the long-running contest to be the new county supervisor for the 5th District, Linda Hopkins claimed an early lead over Noreen Evans, who was not fully prepared for the onslaught of attack ads she faced.
The big money that came in a very negative way against me, that was a bit of a surprise. Although I knew it was going to happen, I didn't know it would be quite so negative and quite so much. It was about $180,000 that was spent against me.
And while Hopkins was the beneficiary of all that, she sought to distance herself from it.
I did not support that, and I actually actively encouraged my supporters to maintain a positive policy-based dialogue. Unfortunately, some people took matters into their own hands, and that was actually very frustrating because we got some pushback, too, of people calling up our office and saying, how could you have sent out this attack piece? And we had to explain that by law, we have literally no control over independent expenditure committees.
Among the many local ballot measures, the sales tax to boost funding for libraries enjoyed support strong enough to pass this time, while a similar bid for more money for regional parks fell short of the two-thirds majority it needed. A cannabis tax in Cloverdale sailed to victory, and with not quite half the votes counted in Sonoma by 2 a.m., the outcome of that city's proposed leaf blower ban was still too close to call. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.